What is up, dreamers?
Oh yeah!
We've got a super special guest today here on Get Lucid podcast. It is Wednesday the 19th, is it? Yeah, the 19th today. Well, it's not. It's just that's when the recording is.
You are.
A bit ridiculous. I thought I'd give away a little secret tip that we've actually recorded on a day earlier than the 19th.
What are you?
So. Introductions. We've got Danny on tonight and Sean as well from Lucidity. It's the web saga that we promoted last week. It's very
funny. Say hello, guys.
Say hello, everyone.
Hi!
Yeah, they love it.
They're all here. It's pretty cute.
Right,
this is Arizona.
Basically, they're all from America, so like the time zones are proper different. So we were going to have them on last week, but we couldn't really organise it properly. But finally, we've got you guys online. So how's everyone doing? You all doing good?
Doing great.
Yeah, it's cool. It's daytime here.
It's nighttime here.
It's mental.
Whoa!
It's freaky stuff.
This is. I might do a reality.
7 hour difference.
Yeah, I think it's something like dreaming. 7 hours. Something like 7 hours difference. So it's pretty cute. I thought we'd go straight into it today, lads, because as you said, you ain't got too much time. So. We just wanted to ask, first off,
what is the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life? Yeah, we just want to hear your answer about that, straight away.
The meaning of life,
yeah,
is to dream.
Oh, that is a good answer. I like it.
That's quite magic.
To make your dreams reality.
He's just sucking up.
No, I'm serious, though. Metaphorically. I think dreams are a very underrated portion of consciousness.
Oh, totally. I totally agree with that, mate. Definitely.
I'm sure.
There's so much to do in a dream as well, because you can do whatever you want. So you can experience life in its wholeness, just in your mind. It's quite amazing.
Right.
You guys.
I want to ask you guys if you think dream sharing is possible.
Oh, that's a big question just to drop right away.
Yeah,
bang, straight in.
You've really cracked that
I've been
open.
Trying endlessly with a group of friends. Through something, but I had one experience that is a potential shared experience in the dream world.
Oh yeah,
which is I had a dream that I was editing or I was on a computer with my friend Chris, and I remember the word Titus, and I talked to him the next day, and he had a dream where he was editing video, and his hard drive is named Titus. And
oh, that is
it
freaky.
Was the same type of computer screen.
And did you know that his hard drive was that?
Me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and. Well, and a lot of times, you know, people have the same dream. I've had that experience multiple times. So you never know. Maybe you were hanging out, you know? It's all just about awareness.
Yeah, man.
And I have a feeling that we are shared dreaming sometimes, and we just we are not aware enough to see that.
Yeah.
I think that Sean and I are potential candidates because we're so desperately trying to make a fake reality where that happens. But honestly, there's a lot of debate, you know, between what the astral plane and the dreaming plane are and how mixed up they are. So it's hard to know really what we're doing.
You guys know the guy who plays Ricky in the show?
Right.
Plays like the boss guy.
Oh yeah.
The insane boss.
Yeah. The one that just fucking scares the shit out of you
with the slicer.
He's really the nicest guy.
Yeah, you would never think that he could act like a psychopath.
He's very coy, but he's a badass motherfucking lucid dreamer.
Really,
like he blows out like pretty much at will whenever he wants. Now.
Yeah, he can like spin out of his body with his astral body, and it's
not out of his psychopath.
But, like, a couple months ago, he started to make the distinction between the dream world and the astral world.
This
is quite a new idea for us as well, because we haven't really
We've only just been touching the sides of lucid dreaming, so what's, like, the astral world?
Well, Oh, man. Well, this is exciting. Well, I mean, first, I mean, for anyone who's listening, they should probably know why the fuck, why you have us retarded Americans on
your... Well, that Smith's fault for getting two nuts into it straight away. I was going to ask you lads to explain your show to people that may have not watched it, because obviously we're bringing you guys on because we're big fans already straight away. And you know,
it's awesome, dude. Yeah, thank you.
Honestly, I found it so amazing. It's so funny. I really did laugh at so much of it. But if you guys give a quick description, you know, about your show, about the premise, because although Smith started talking about, you know, shared dreaming and that's quite a big part of the show.
I'm hoping
you guys are going to explain, but you know, he's kind of smashed that one up. But yeah, so just give us a good advertisement of the show.
Well, I mean, it made sense you asked about shared dreaming, because that's the foundational premise.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let Sean talk about it. Sean,
the show starts between two roommates who have some bizarre psychic connection that they don't understand, which is the shared dreaming phenomena, which is they're in either each other's dreams. They kind of swap each night. So, like, I would have Danny's dreams or Danny would have my dreams. Or sometimes they're in the same dream.
Yeah, there's some sort of barrier that has been removed. And maybe we even suggest that even since we were younger, that we've had this thing, and we don't like to talk about it because we think it's strange.
Yeah, they just kind of brushed it aside to live their like normal like citizen lives. And now the show picks up where the dream world is like bucking back against that and kind of forcing them to confront the truth that they have these insane dreams that are affecting them.
It's a really cool premise as well, because you guys get to do so much, special effects.
Oh, well, it's just like being in the dream world. Yeah. I mean, it's complete freedom. We could do anything because it might be a dream.
It feels like we're cheating a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, to be honest, like, as long as it works, and it does, and you do manage to keep the story, you know, intertwined with itself, and I think that really works. So,
man, it must be hard to get lucid if. In the real world, you're doing all these scenes where you're in a dream world.
Yeah.
And then you're in the dream world, like, are we filming? Oh, shit, it's a dream.
I haven't had a lucid dream yet. That has not happened.
No, you've had editing. He's had, like, editing, like, horrible nightmares where, like, the computer, he's just editing in his dreams. And it's just not working, or there's just,
like... Yeah, it just endlessly doesn't work.
Weird buttons and, like... Weird menus that,
like,
yeah.
The footage starts to talk to me. I'm just like, I have to work. Like, you can't talk to me. I have to work.
So what you doing, mate?
So what have you? Some of the dreams that you guys show, like portray in the show, are they actually dreams that you've had before, or you know, like for example, like you just said about the editing one. You guys did the one about the taxes and how you couldn't get the taxes done, and you don't really do taxes. Have you had those sort of dreams before?
In real life.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had the taxes yet.
yeah, that's one of the better jokes, is that Sean literally doesn't know how to do taxes because he's never filed. We probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that. I don't make enough money. Okay. But I'm going to get arrested now.
No, but that was a very good question. We have pulled some of the dreams from real dreams. I know, especially the... you're talking about the tax one, but... when Ricky's character, it's kind of hard to know that it's Ricky, but he's what we call the psychedelic Uncle Sam.
Right.
Where he's just like, yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's a player.
Yeah, Sean did have that dream where he was, he was confronted with a psychedelic Uncle Sam that was shaking his hand violently and just saying over and over again, keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing.
But in the dream, I was editing video, not doing taxes. Right. It was far more horrifying. It was like if the entity that was America self-actualized and was now plaguing me in my sleep.
That's very deep for a comedy show.
Well, people will start to see that it's going to turn into much more of an adventure. Obviously, we hang on to the comedy, but it's going to get darker and weirder and stranger because that's exactly what happens when you become lucid.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, even when we first started, we sort of said, you know, we wanted sort of a lucid dreaming podcast to be accessible to people, to, you know, sort of advertise it and get the name out there. But it's just, I guess it's the same with you guys. You use comedy as a way to sort of try and bring more of an audience in, because if it was just about lucid dreaming, I think you'd cut a very fine niche, and then not so many people would watch it. And I think that's what, you know, that's what we try to do. We try and be comedy. Yeah.
Outrageous.
Comedic. Yeah, you know, just so that we can get more people in.
Just rip it open and spread it. That's what we should do.
If you just trick people, they won't even know they're learning.
No, exactly.
Just be laughing.
Just fall into a lucid dream. Like, oh, yeah! That'll what happens. Right.
Well, we've had a great feedback with people watching the show and having lucid dreams. This one girl, after watching episode 5, did the light switch thing that night and had a lucid dream.
Really? Because of it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. We're seeing a moderate effect. I mean, in a sense, what you and us are doing is kind of a science experiment, right? To see if just talking about it and entertaining people at the same time could actually make them perform these supernatural abilities.
Right, right.
That are real, that are worth talking about and exploring in ways that are both ridiculous and, you know, weird and psychedelic and sexual and just totally fucking crazy, because that's exactly what's going on in the other place.
Yeah. Well, no, I totally agree. And I mean, that's what we strive for. And I guess you guys do as well, which is really cool to see that we
have. When you guys first got into it, and like you realize like what you could do and stuff, did you like immediately get juiced up and start telling everyone, like people that wouldn't necessarily know about it?
Like, well, did you know, Sean is actually the one who's been talking about this for years. I mean, I was aware of it and had accidentally done it. You know, some people don't know even what the word lucid is.
No.
And they say that they've done it when you explain it. They just never knew there was a word, or that it was something worth, you know, obsessing about. But it totally is, man. Yeah. So Sean, for years,
I fell into a wild one morning without even knowing what the hell it was.
Oh, you just crapped yourself.
Yeah, no, it was literally like, our cameraman, he was still in school, and I woke up, was like, you need me to drive you to school? He's like, I'm not gonna go. I was like, sweet, I can just go back to bed. And then suddenly, all these crazy noises, and it was, have you seen Being John Malkovich?
Yes, yeah. I've seen that.
It was literally like I was falling in to another body exactly like it. Which makes sense, because I love that movie, so of course my brain would pick that for
me.
Right,
yeah. But we found that.
I was in the back of a van, and Danny was there, and he was just like, you did it! You did it!
Well done, son!
I do. It's like, you did it! In a dream? And I just did a bunch of super jumps, and then I was afraid that I was actually jumping around the apartment and screaming like a person. So I was like, I'm gonna like fall out the window or something. And then I woke up.
But yes, yeah, like we definitely try to lucid dream. But it's funny, it sounds like you guys are having far more success.
Yeah.
It's funny how much you would think that we like are incredibly successful with it, but it seems like the only thing we can do is just fake lucid dreams on camera.
We're good liars.
So us as lucid dreamers, we actually have some success, but it's, you know, every once in a while. It's, I don't know, we're kind of bastards, honestly. I guess it's the American way.
Have you got to the stage where you've like directly contacted your subconscious and asked yourself questions and stuff? Like,
I haven't done that yet.
So I tried this the other night and I just got some fucked up stuff. It's mental.
Really?
Because tell us
about that, Tom. Like, I want to hear about that.
I want to hear about this.
When like these guys who've written these books, like Stephen LeBerg or whatever, and Robert Wagner, they proper learnt it like over time. But like we've just read both their books in 2 weeks, and now I'm trying to do the stuff that they're saying in like chapter 8, and I've like only had 2 lucid dreams, so I'm just freaking out big time.
Yeah, but
like,
right.
I think it's a slow progression because they talk about things like asking yourself. I remember one night I really wanted to try and talk to like. They call it your higher self or something. And I was like, oh, I really want to talk to this higher self and, like, I don't know, find out, you know.
Ask that guy some stuff.
And then nothing happened. And I got this tap on the back. And then it's just black shadowy figure, which just like started telling me stuff about lucid dreaming, like really calmly. And I was like, but like I took it all in at the time, and he was like telling me like techniques and stuff. And then I woke up and I was just like, I can't remember hardly anything you said. And I was just like, ah, but that was the most crazy experience of my life.
What was his voice like? What was Black Shadow's voice?
I don't know. It was just sort of like, yeah.
Please tell me it was Morgan Freeman's voice.
This is what you need to know about lucid dreaming.
Yeah, did he sound like Morgan Freeman?
If he sounded like Morgan Freeman, that would have been perfect.
Well, honestly, right, Tom, it sounds like you had a really special experience. You know, some of these things we don't remember immediately, but somewhere in our brain, it has been cataloged that we've had the experience.
You've become too powerful if you remembered.
It's just mental. I love it. Get lucid.
You see,
for sure. Well, and it's interesting. I think that you know, first in our show, we're trying to explain how to get into lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
So right now, you know, we're kind of focusing on the things that I think I need to focus on, which are things like reality checks and constantly asking yourself if you're dreaming, while you're, you know. We've tried this little stuff, you know, like we'll have text messages that alarm us constantly and say, you know, are you dreaming?
So that really, that's wicked.
And other things like that, you know, just everywhere, you know, that's.
Yeah, I think talking about it.
Wear the shirts that we make.
Just and the thongs.
Talking about it hugely as well, like, because we talk about it, like, non-stop, and I mean non-stop.
Yeah, we basically bombarded our mates into it.
Yeah, like, all of our friends hated it.
Similar thing.
Yeah, and now they're all, like, obsessed. They're like, oh, reality check, and me and Swift are just sitting there like, oh, shit, what have we done? Everyone's gone mental.
And, 2 weeks ago, we were in a pub, and we were, like, lightly, casually talking about dreams, and now everyone's just, like, writing down their dream journals and not going out.
Yeah, all sleeping in
I love
like,
dreaming!
It is quite strange how quickly it's progressed, both in us and in other people.
People really are like, they're open to it. It's just not anything that's ever talked about.
No.
Ever.
But do you not find that weird that it's such a really a prominent thing, but no one says anything about it?
Like, I learned trigonometry for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I have all of useless education, and no one ever once talked about what happened when you closed your eyes every night.
That is crazy.
I didn't even make it to trigonometry.
Pythagoras or something, wasn't it? I don't know.
No, that's so cartel, man. Trigonometry.
Oh, man, I didn't learn any of it.
Pythagoras. Well, lucid dreaming is kind of attached to all this Eastern mysticism.
Yeah.
Not just Eastern, though. And it's not just mysticism. It's ancient technology, kind of, you know, like using your consciousness in kind of ways that have been forgotten. You know, that because you can learn things and evolve in your dreams. You know what I mean? Like the people of today have been kind of suppressed in a way because we're told to think about our reality all the time, constantly. You know,
yeah,
get
but
a
what
job.
Is reality?
Pay your fucking bills. But that's not reality, dude. You know, like, money and bills are not real. Like, that just exists right now.
Just some bullshit we made.
It sounds like talking to your higher self is the kind of thing that would enlighten you. And that's something, you know, that's ancient, is the search for enlightenment.
Oh, I love it.
Turn them
lights on.
I think that lucid dreaming is part of a huge ancient mystical teaching that has been, you know, burned by the Catholic Church and, you know, ignored by governments and not taught in public education.
I reckon
the people that know about it are the people who control at the top of the food chain. But I don't want to get into that. I think it's been suppressed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it has been suppressed,
I think that right now we're part of, like, a spiritual revolution.
Us and, like, we're all spreading it. Like, you're doing the show and we're doing the podcast and, like, there's books coming out and everything. Do you reckon it'll get so big that, like, they'll start teaching it in schools and stuff?
That would be, like, a dream. A dream come true.
The thing is, I do see them doing it in England because we're pretty... We do have, like, quite verging on that sort of plane of thought. We do have some weird debates, and we have a religious studies.
We teach food technology, for God's sake. What's that about?
I'd rather learn lucid technology.
Learn how to make a Victoria sponge. I'd rather learn how to lucid dream.
than bait.
That's a week on cooking. What was that for? No need.
But like we do quite different subjects, which is really cool because we have like a specific class that does that, does like debates in like religion and stuff like that, and we don't mix our sciences with religion. I don't know about you guys. You know, I'm not saying that you guys do. I just don't know if you do. And
We barely cover it in like social studies. I mean, it's kind of like risky terrain here to even talk about God or religion. But it's funny because the few religions they cover are not all the religions. You know, Gnosticism. You know, Gnosticism talks about lucid dreaming and astral projection and all that stuff. You know, meditation techniques. You know, Jesus was apparently talked about that stuff. It's just that the Catholic Church doesn't like it because it empowers you. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, no, keep it coming. Yeah, let's get controversial.
It's all right. We're releasing it in England. We don't get sued here. It's all right. No one's going to say anything.
People just lap it up and drink 2 pints of lager. That's it. That's how we do it. The pub. Drown it out.
We ate too much. But I mean, you guys,
I one thing I wanted to bring up real quick, just to make sure that we get on this one subject with Arizona since the Tucson shooting.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think it's important because we're in Arizona right now, so we can see the small bubble of hatred growing towards lucid dreaming, which is ridiculous. I read a great quote on Facebook in someone's status that was like, you wouldn't blame a spoon, like, you wouldn't give a spoon credit for feeding you. Like, you wouldn't, you know, guns, you know, it's a
yeah,
classic
just
guns
don't. Yeah, I was just about to say, the guns don't kill people, rappers do. I was just about to say that sort of thing. It's true, though, you can't blame, you know, one individual going nuts just because, you know, he might have been into something. I think it's
you don't even know the fact, like, he might have just had, like, one lucid dream.
Yeah, yeah, who's to say that he was, like, an expert on the subject?
Like a guru, yeah.
He probably just watched Waking Life a bunch.
Oh, mate, I love that film.
I love it, dude.
It's the best film ever.
Yeah, it's awesome.
See, we're trying to do a lucid dreaming with the comedy. You know, that really, comedy seems to be the missing element to all these deep intellectual, you know, discussion.
It's too hardcore. Well,
otherwise it brings people it back down to earth, doesn't it? Because otherwise people would just find us boring. Like, if me and Smith sat here talking for an hour about lucid dreaming, seriously, I really don't think people would actually give two shits. They'd just be like, that's so bad. Because we make it a little bit funny, it does, you know, people find it entertaining. And it's the same with you guys, you know. Like, obviously you...
No, it's weird. It's true, because there have been a lot of people who have been studying it for, like, the last, like, 50, 60 years, but they've all been scientists, so it has been so, like...
Well, and it's ancient, too. I mean, it's in the Tibetan Book of the ancient. Dead. These aren't new ideas. it's just that they've been forgotten by us civilians, us regular...
Just by society, in general.
Us muggles.
Just by the fact
that... We're just muggles. We're all muggles, because... We just can't handle the lucid.
That's Harry Potter, isn't it?
We can loose it out of mugglehood.
Yeah, well then you can just become a wizard. Fuck it. Sweet.
Why not?
But, I mean, that is the idea, you know? Like, if we were ever going to be able to levitate, we better practice in our dreams, because there it's, like, possible right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You never know, you know?
The possibilities are endless.
Exactly. I mean, it's funny, too, because... I know you guys were saying that you haven't really heard about the astral plane or the astral.
Is that not really. Is that sort of OBE?
That's definitely like it's another section of lucid dreaming where Sean can probably explain it pretty well.
A lot of it stems from at least the modern conception of it is the. Since we don't really know what dreams are, you know, for the most part, most people believe that they're like going in their head, and they say that like it's normal or something.
Just like going to Tesco's and buying some carrots.
Yeah, just gonna walk around in my head for 8 hours. But there's a great number of people who, while experimenting with lucid dreaming, you know, trying to really figure out where they are and what's going on, and the idea is that when we dream, our ego kind of projects our own landscape and our own dream characters, and we're working something out, you know, like we're trying to get somewhere by experiencing these experiences.
Yeah.
But that if you can dismantle that, you see the, like, playground that that's all happening on. And that's the astral plane, which is, we're all there, but we built up our own dream world. But if you can get past it, then it's actually a larger landscape that's more in tune to reality.
Yeah, so, like, people that have out-of-body experiences, the whole idea is that, like we say that, have you ever had a dream where you're, like, kind of walking around your house? Or, like, even, you know, walking around, like, a regular earthly place? You know, like, sure, you could have a dream about, you know, hunting in the jungle and being in a spaceship. But a lot of times you have dreams just in real life, you know? Like,
I get that a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
I was in my bedroom.
Yeah, and those are the most interesting, because when I first started reading about all this stuff, I was reading about wilds, and I was like, man, that's intense. Like, that's what happened to me. That's crazy.
A wild, a waking-induced lucid dream, where you know right away that you're dreaming.
And then I started stumbling upon astral projection, and all of the same techniques were used. And I look at, like, meditation techniques, and they were all telling you to do the same thing. So it's kind of like, well, who's right? You all do the exact same steps, but you say you're in a different place.
Yeah.
Right. So there's like, when we leave our bodies and go into our astral bodies, which are very similar to our dream bodies, but when we're in that, like, form of consciousness, we are actually in another place. You know, that's like on top of this place or here. It's like another dimension or whatnot.
Oh, that is tasty. I love the sound of this. You're getting me into this now.
You know, the only way to know is for to have as many scientists as possible in the dream world. Like, that's the point of if everybody is out there testing it. Like, are we in a dream? Are we in the astral plane? Like, come on, everybody. If we get the whole nation, we'll figure it out together.
Because, yeah, and it's like a when we dream, obviously, since we can control it when we become lucid,
yeah,
we are actually creating. You know, it's a holographic projection, a conscious holographic projection, the dream world, you know, and that's why you can change it. But the theory is that here on Earth, that we're actually co-creating the same thing, a holographic physical reality that all of us are co-creating. And we may not know it, and we can't, like, change it to me, you know, like, I can't start levitating because you guys, and even myself, don't really think that I can levitate.
Right.
I totally agree with that. I well think that's true.
Right.
I'm into it.
And some people, they can break down in the dream world. They can break down their dream world and actually float around this physical reality in an astral body. It's also called remote viewing.
Right.
Or disc like a conscious carbon copy. That, like, you can just float around even here in your dream body and check shit out, you know. And psychics have done that for the police, for the government, for NASA. It's a documented thing. And lucid dreaming is a way to actually become good at astral projection.
So,
and that's the next level. That's where we need to take it.
So, would you say there's three realities then? Is in this reality we're in now, a dream reality and an astral projection reality, the astral world.
It is like that, but it's kind of a Catholic Holy Ghost Father thing where it's separate, but they all are one.
They all are one. Do you reckon there's another place as well, like beyond the astral world?
Oh, I'm sure there's a next place and a next place and a next place and a next place.
I'm sure that for the rest of time we'll be doing podcasts about the next place together. What's the dream internet
place?
The dream internet. That'd be awesome.
it's crazy.
So, massive deep conversation.
Yeah, sorry, that went really deep.
That went
we should Hey, but you know what's one thing that's funny about astral projection is that all these people, a lot of people get into it because they have a near-death experience.
Yeah, I've read a lot of stuff of people, you know, like they sort of see themselves like in surgery or something like that.
Right, and even we know a guy who was in a coma for 3 months and wandered around his hospital in an astral body.
He was afraid to leave because he didn't know what would happen to him.
Yeah, he was afraid to leave the hospital because then he might go, and who knows, maybe he would have.
Yeah,
that is crazy, but, man.
He just got sucked back into his body one day, and ever since then, he's really good at lucid dreaming. And even after,
so basically, if you're really good at lucid dreaming, get in a car crash.
Just cut deep enough, but not
just jump
deep
off a building.
Oh no! We can't say this stuff.
This is what the Tucson kid wanted.
No!
Everyone get a coma. No, don't.
We said this on the first before we did this podcast. The first episode we did, we started talking about jumping off buildings and getting in comas, and we were like, we can't say this, so we just cut the episode and then aired it. That actually happened first time. Oh man!
Well, and you know what's interesting is that guy that we know, he actually says that the way he starts astrally projecting or leaving his body knowingly is that he realizes he's in a dream, and then he says he lays down face down. And then he blows out of his body.
He like goes through the dream,
oh, that
which
is
similar to what the Keenan, who plays Ricky in the show, he does the same thing.
He says he spins out.
Well, when he gets into a lucid dream, he sits down and meditate, and he starts focusing on his breath, and then he kind of like shoots out of his breath, and then he's spinning above his body. So if he's in like a big mountain area in a dream, he lays down and meditates, and then he's in his room, as if he's kind of... That's why he's made the distinction between dream and astral projection.
That is cool.
And one thing that's cool about the astral world is that you may not know that you're floating around there. You know, that the Eastern religions, they teach that when you're dreaming, you're actually floating around, too. But you're so immersed in yourself that you just see the holographic reality that you want.
Oh. Man, that is crazy shit.
Nice. A great trick to test astral projection is if you have somebody that you live with or nearby, write something in an envelope and put it somewhere. And then if you ever are attempting to astral project, to try and find that envelope and find out what it, like the word that they wrote.
Oh, what? And then when you wake up, you're going to be like, yeah, I saw that.
Fish fingers! Yeah, astral!
Yeah, people have done that. It's a real thing. We can do it, man. We gotta get out there.
Happy.
We gotta hang out!
How far can you go? Like, could you write something where you're living and I could just project there? Or would it...
Yeah!
You know the layout of the house, too, from the show.
So, like, in an astral world, could I, like, fly there, or would I have to, like, book a train or swim?
I mean, you can do whatever you think you can.
What, you know, if you want to take a train, that'd be fun.
I'll probably wake up by the time I get there.
Yeah, take forever.
No, oh, so, I mean, I've heard some people say that they can fly through space.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Look at planets, that they can visit other galaxies, other dimensions. You may have met an interdimensional being when you talk to your higher self.
I mean, it's pretty intense that you talk to, like, a shadow figure that taught you.
That sounded like Morgan Freeman.
The thing is, though, like, I was sort of about to wake up, and then I felt this tap on the back, and I just turned around.
That's
like,
cool.
I'm Morgan Freeman. No, honestly, like, the fact that he tapped, like, because I was obviously looking for it, and then they, like, tugged me, and I was like, fucking hell. All right, how's it going? And then I woke up and forgot half of it, so it's really annoying.
No, dude, you... I mean, did you try and write it down? We're bad about our dreams.
Oh, man, I'm terrible with dream journal. You know when you wake up and you can definitely remember it, and you're like, I'll remember that. I don't need to write that.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's lunchtime, be like, oh, what was that dream about? No. Did I even have a dream? Oh.
It's so hard to keep it updated as well, because you can't bother to write it down.
I get up. I'm like, oh, I better write the dream. I was like, oh, shit, I've got to get to work, get in the shower, have my breakfast and go. And then I'm like, oh, didn't have time. Shit, missed out. And then forget.
Yep.
And also,
I thought
think
about
that as well.
A microphone into my bed so I could just speak immediately without having to get up or anything.
Yeah, we talked about having, like, a dictaphone, but then we said it'd be quite ridiculous if you had, like, a... If you lived with someone or like you had like a baby in the room and you were like, yeah, that dream was mental last night, fuck the pig, like went crazy. It's like a little 2-year-old like sleeping.
We're like, send him to the asylum. He's mental.
Yeah.
It's funny how sexual it can go so on accident, so quickly.
Well, if you're lucid, it's not really accidental.
No.
So I
don't just have my way out of that one.
More sexual than I needed.
No, but yeah, I do love the old sexual lucid dream. They are tasty.
That's the best way to entice people into lucid dreams. You can fuck Megan Fox. Come on. Just get lucid. You can do it. Trust.
If you're not sexually active, get lucid.
They should teach that into the safe sex. Should be like, don't worry about this. Just dream it.
And then you know, it's just a good exercise in like trying to make sure you're still in control, because you don't want whatever you're having sex with to turn into something else. That can always be embarrassing.
It's like, oh yeah, Megan Fox, and it's like, oh, you're up, Bill. Oh, for God, what are you doing here? Oh.
That would
or
be
even
quite
like,
weird.
Right? Oh yeah. I mean, who knows? I'm not about to get into my sexual dream history.
How mental is it, like, from this sort of state of consciousness, you could, like, literally find your higher self and, like, explore, like, this other sort of reality, or you could just literally just shag something? I think it's so mental how you can do, those two different things.
The choices.
You've got the two extremes.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, that's what's funny is that it's not, you know, like, your intention is the most important part. You know, like, these are just tools for our intention. I'm really impressed that you met your higher self, dude. I want to do that.
Well,
I'm going to try that.
I don't actually know. Like, I can't physically be 100% sure if it was, but, like, it was a shaggy figure.
There's no reason not to be.
Nah? All right, sweet.
Than us.
He needs to speak up a bit, though, when I next talk to him, because he was a bit quiet.
He had a husky voice. He might have had karaoke last night. You don't know his story.
He's hungover.
You never know.
Man, that's so funny, dude. I feel like we're being, like, really psycho, like, we're being too scientific. Let's talk about a couple other funny things, and then I need to go.
Where you gonna go?
It's somewhere, I'm taking Astral Girl out.
All right, tasty.
It's our 2.5-year anniversary.
Nice one.
Congratulations.
That's what was so funny. Well, I guess we should just talk about the show just a little bit. If people want to check it out, they can go to iiiproductions.com. And it's just right there. And yeah, so now you know Astral Girl. That's just an astral body.
Astral body's coming into your lucid dreams and stuff.
Exactly. And it was funny. It's funny that we wrote in that Bill... Like she's clearly some sort of, you know, like, character maybe that Bill's creating weird, you know, sexual...
Like, sexual deviant.
It's just funny, 'cause I'm right there, and that's my girlfriend, you know? and then he says he wrote the song, but I wrote the song. You know, there's a lot of little inside joking that's going on that I bet, you know, no one's really catching. I hope they listen to this, you know, and then watch it again so they can realize that we're just two dudes that are... way too into metaphysics and have a camera that's just too nice.
We're technically a film dropout and a music theater dropout.
Yeah.
That's a good combo.
Like, man.
No, seriously, anyone who's interested in lucid dreaming or just wants to have a laugh, definitely check out their website, because it's so funny.
It is a very funny show.
And I want to watch it again.
And we're, you know, we're trying, you know, and if people are interested, man, you know, just share it on the internet, you know, post it, show people that you know that like dreaming, because there's a bunch of facts in there, you know, we hid them, we embedded the facts.
Episode 4 was like proper insightful, I thought, I loved it.
Yeah, we're actually going to release Just Bill's DVD soon.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, because like you mute a bit, don't you?
Yeah,
when he's just well important.
And you guys are chatting random shit.
crazy like roommate is just like, let me in.
Well, that's what's funny, is that George and Jason, we basically just, we created those characters as just our dumb selves.
Very, very stupid.
We are George and Jason sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, when I aimlessly drive in the wrong direction.
They're the worst of us.
or get distracted by, like, a magazine ad.
No, he was actually eating the props before we were filming that last scene. I was like, stop eating the goddamn props.
Yeah, I, like, my two favorite foods are Flaming Hot Cheetos and Hot Wings. You know, I made that character so that I would avoid it, I think.
You don't want to be sitting there eating a bag of lettuce. That would be awful.
Yeah, that's not dreamy.
Oh, God.
That's a nightmare.
And, yeah, I mean, you're going to see it. You know, George and Jason are going to get more into dream powers. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but
we've got ideas.
We figured out how to make portals, so we're on our way.
Yeah, man. I love it.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go, dude. You guys keep up the good work. I'm so glad that there are people over where you are that care about this shit, because it is a really a potentially entertaining topic.
Oh, which, totally, man.
You know, and just as equally potentially enlightening.
Yeah.
So
I hope that more people get into it, because the more people that do it, the more research there is, the better we are at doing it. So it's going to help us in the long run as well, which is
That's the nice thing about it, is like you're already doing it. Now you just have to be awake for it. Like, you're not asking anybody to buy anything or to like learn like how to shoot a basketball or something. Like, it's like, no, like, you dream every night. Like, now you just have to be awake for it.
Yeah,
mate, when I finally do astral projection, I'm gonna phone you up and I want you to write a note down.
Oh, totally.
And I'm gonna come read it.
Do it. And honestly, dude, if you guys want, you should send us some dreams that you remember, and we'll post them on our dream journal.
Yeah, totally. We have a dream journal section on the website.
Some are quite explicit.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you really want our dreams on your website? They're quite bad.
I mean, every dream you have, Joe, involves some sort of animal and some sort of animal. Activity.
Yeah.
Pig or a horse or...
Anyway, guys, I'm going to go. Keep dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much for coming on the show, and congratulations on the anniversary.
thank you. Me, hopefully Sarah and I will... We'll enjoy each other in the astral plane as well as here. It'll be really, really supernaturally sensual.
Supernaturally sensual.
I might project myself over there and join in.
Anyway, we got to talk again, guys. I'll see you later.
Yeah, thank
have
you.
A good one.
Excellent. Excellent.
I don't have a girlfriend, so I could just talk to you guys all day.
Oh, that's right, then. That sounds good.
Lucid Single Club.
It's like a lucid dating site. Can you lucid dream? Yes, well then, this dating site is for you.
I've seen things like this. Like, if you go on, like, Classic FM, it's like, if you like classical music, check out these ladies.
We talk for 8 hours, and then we all just astrally project and fuck each other.
Astral gangbang, yeah.
That is...
could run into the same problem that preteens ran into on the internet. Is like, what if I came into your dream and I was like a 20-year-old sexy lady, but I'm actually me.
You're actually bad. That is a good point, actually, because then you just be fucking Bill again.
I guess
you'd have to be sort of bisexual to be doing that, because otherwise you'd just be like, oh yeah, this is going to be a well good joke on him. Actually, wait a minute, I'm getting done up the arse.
It's one of those jokes where you lose in the end, even if you win.
You might enjoy it, you don't know.
You might be laughing, crying inside, that sort of thing.
You know, I was a woman last night, and it was amazing.
I've actually been a woman in a dream quite recently, and it was weird.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't become lucid in it, but I remember being a woman quite vividly, pretty much, and it was horrible.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Does that mean something? I was in a wheelchair, strapped up, lying on the floor in concrete. Yeah, it was a weird dream.
Wow. It could mean a lot.
I have some crazy, crazy dreams. It was like in a Saw environment, you know, the films, where like I had to do something or he was going to like kill me. And I remember having long hair, and I was strapped in a wheelchair, and this laser beam was coming, and he was asking me these questions, and if I didn't answer him right, I would get lasered. And and I woke up because it was crazy. It was quite crazy.
Oh, that is nuts.
Like, can you transform your body in a lucid dream?
I've never been able to do anything to myself. I used to have like this amazing list of like things to do.
Yeah.
It was just like, especially when I was all about just dreaming. And then as I slowly read about astral projection, I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do when I get there anymore.
It's just, they're like, do some cool stuff or just like go and explore like another reality. It's just mental.
Yeah, yeah. I thought about trying to go to the moon. That seemed pretty badass.
Yeah. Do it.
I don't know. I think I might just try and find you guys now.
Yeah. That's just come across the ocean.
Yeah, but like, I've never like done this astral projection thing. Like, I don't know. Oh man, I just want to try it now.
I've heard about it, but I never really researched into it. I knew about OBEs and stuff, but I didn't realize the grand scheme of it, really.
Yeah, it is a totally different world, but it's worth exploring just because it's not like anyone else really knows what's going on right now, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'd love it if you got there and there's just this bloke was like, right, this is basically what this is all about. Move on to the next stage. You'd be like, oh yes! But like, it's just not that simple.
I have thought about one of the first things I might do is ask for a dream guide. See if I can get some prophetic dream character to come to me.
Like when you're lucid, like and you're trying to contact your higher self, do you like just question? Do you just say, like sometimes I'm in a dream and I read in this book, you just say, show me something important. Do you ever do stuff like that? Like ask the dream direct question.
The one time I asked the dream for help was I got lucid and I was in this beautiful snowy place, like freaking gorgeous, and I did a huge jump. But I try not to jump too much because I feel like I have like dream power, and if I use too much of it, I get weaker.
Like some sort of energy.
Really?
Way too many video games growing up. Yeah. Like, you know, I gotta pick up like a potion or something.
Some mana potions. Get your dream power going.
That's crazy. But I started walking around. I was like, okay, look, I won't jump. I'll just levitate. So I was kind of working on levitating, which was actually very cool. But I came across this kid that I grew up with. And I was like, which way should I go? Like, where should I go? I was like, I'm going to trust you. And he pointed in a direction, and I don't remember anything else. So I was like, fuck that guy. Never listen to that guy in a dream again.
Oh, man, so that's crazy.
I think it's important that if you ask for help, make sure it's someone you actually trust.
Yeah. But, like, I don't really think, like, there would be dream characters that would be there to purposely fuck you up.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my evil dream character.
You got some evil dream characters.
I got lucid and I was in a ticket line and this one person just looked over at me and she like gave me the shh, like told me to be quiet. I don't remember anything else.
Yeah, I was reading something like a year ago that was saying like once you gain awareness, your subconscious will do whatever it can to convince you that you're not aware of being in a dream, but you are actually.
Totally. That's happened to me before. Like, yeah. I've been on the phone to my mate, and this is in a dream.
This one's quite funny.
And I was just like,
well.
I was just like, oh mate, I think I'm in a dream because my room was slightly different shape. And then he's on the phone saying, nah mate, because this is when we just started talking about it. He's like, nah, you're always harping on about lucid dreaming. It's not real. I was like, I'm gonna do a reality test. I don't do a reality test. It's just a waste of time. Done it. Like, did the light switch. And I was like, yeah, this is a dream. And then the line just went dead. And I was like, right, go flying. Loved it. So, like, I do think they try and convince you to, like, not be lucid. Like, I've also, like, spoken directly to a dream character. And I said, this is a dream. And I was like, I'm lucid. And then they didn't even say a word. And they just looked at me with, like, a bit of, like, hatred almost. I don't know.
That's
like,
so rude.
Damn you!
But why do you think that is? Why do you think the subconscious would want you to, like, believe that?
I reckon, because, like, this connection to your subconscious is like the evolution of like the way we're going. So eventually you'll just be like this ultimate human. And like, I reckon it's the subconscious like sort of saying, you're not really ready yet. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Or, you know, like I think you're totally right that it's like it is almost like a piece of evolution for the mind.
Yeah.
And I've read studies about, have you guys read about like the REM cycles and non-REM and how people, when they're, they'll still let them get hours of sleep of non-rapid eye movement, but they still experience sleep deprivation.
Really?
So it's almost
only
like
when we have REM.
Dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it was.
Sort of forcing you to evolve, basically.
Well, yeah, and also, it's just the whole idea that REM is actually, there's some meaning to it to us in this reality. And I think I remember reading somewhere that they said because we can't regenerate brain cells, can we? And I remember them saying that they were trying to figure out if it really was something to do with our brain cells and how the memory process works and stuff like that was actually through REM sleep, which is weird because you know it doesn't really make sense to like link them together, but it'd be crazy if it has some sort of scientific meaning in this sort of reality as well as having those benefits, you know, through astral and through dreaming as well. It'd be awesome because then it truly would be an evolution as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and it could be proven, and then everyone would love it, and then we'd all be
and everyone would be backing up the podcast.
Yeah, the ultimate.
That is when we start charging for downloads.
Oh yeah, when it starts getting big.
As soon as it gets popular, charge,
yeah, mate.
Money.
Nah, free for life.
Free for life.
We're just some dirty slags, so just everyone download it for free. Love it. Spread the love.
Same thing with Lucidity. Yeah, it's all online.
Yeah, man. Keep churning out those episodes because it's so good.
People really are going to start to think we're crazy if we keep making all this lucid dream content for free.
Yeah. But are you dreaming? No, I mean,
but like, if it wasn't for people like us, this word wouldn't be spreading so mainstream, I don't think.
No, not at all. I think for a long time, you know, we kind of make a joke about it with Bill because he's like selling the DVD, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I go to so many websites and they do try to sell you stuff all the time.
Yeah, they do.
You're like, the secret. Like, you're going to tell me the secret to get out of my body? And like, no, like, that should be free.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's not like learning to drive a car.
Yeah.
I don't know, that was a bad example, but...
That was quite a weird example.
Yeah. I just got some reservations about a previous drive instruction, and I had to bring it up. Sorry. But yeah.
How are you on the outline?
Huh? Oh, the outline.
The outline.
Joe done.
I've lost the outline. It's all gone to pot.
I ruined the outline as soon as I started talking.
That was it. That's the liability of working with you, Smith. You just ruin my outlines.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. We've pretty much.
I really do hope I don't wake up and then we're gonna have to do this all over again.
That'll be an awful.
Oh god. I had one really intense experience with false awakenings where I finally, the last one, I became very concerned about my reality.
Yeah.
And it was actually when the first day that we moved into the house that we film at. I had I had like 5 or 6 false awakenings. And during one of those, I even told Danny it was a dream character. I was like, you're a dream character. And I was doing this a lot back then. So he got he was getting really pissed at me.
He's like, I'm not a dream character. Where's the rent?
And I'd always tell
Shut
him,
up.
You know,
stop trying to fly out the window.
Oh, dear.
What is wrong with us? Just ruin the topic. No.
Oh man. So like, what's the most like crazy, coolest, juiciest, outrageous thing you've ever done in a lucid dream? Or is that too personal?
Oh, I honestly have. I'm George and Jason are kind of pathetic lucid dreamers, you know, like they're kind of being tossed around by their dream world.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way. Yeah. Like, the last lucid dream I got in, I was at the edge of this cliff, and our cameraman was there, Cody, who's here now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, I'm in a dream. Like, I'm going to fucking fly. Yeah. So I started running towards the cliff, and then I was like, wait a second. Like, I shouldn't just jump off cliffs. Like, what if this is a real cliff? And I was like, no, I have to believe. I have to have faith. And so I jumped off, and then I just fell into the water.
Yeah, because that sort of doubt is what makes you fall, isn't it?
Yeah, it and even though I tried, like, I technically overcame it because I jumped, I still didn't believe.
Yeah, that any sort of doubt will ruin it, won't it? Like, because it's happened, like, the other night I got lucid, and I was so concerned if it was a dream or not. Like, I did the reality test, we like hold your nose and breathe in, and it didn't work. And I was just freaking out because I was like, this seemed so real. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna just walk through this wall then and test reality sort of thing. But then because I had the doubt that it wasn't a dream, I couldn't get through the wall. And I was like, oh man, I'm freaking out now. And then I woke up and I was like, thank God I got out of that.
That's almost the exact same bit. I tried to put my hand through a window in the one that I freaked out in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get my hand through, and that's when I started to freak out too.
Yeah, because like in my dream, like I was looking at a mirror, and my actual reflect my mirror self changed my face into my other friend, And like, it's the most freakiest sensation if you're not sure if you're in a dream and your reflection changes to like a different person. I was just freaking out. And I was trying to do reality tests. I was like, trying to go through walls. I was like, what's going on? And I woke up. I was like, I'm so glad I'm out of that. It's just ridiculous.
But, like, that's but then you want to go back because you're like, damn it, I was in a dream.
Yeah, and then you're just lying there and you're trying to get back into it. And then I'm just like, and then I can't get back to sleep because I get, the problem with me is I get too worked up and I'm just like, oh, and then I'm just like, right, I'm up now. So it's 5 a.m. I start cleaning the kitchen. I don't know what I'm doing. It's ridiculous.
You drink too much coffee. That is,
I do drink an absurd amount of coffee. Too much.
Oh,
that's the reason you're up.
Right, but well. I did hear if you drink a cup of coffee, it can help your mind be alert. Like, to keep you more conscious while you're
asleep. I think it just keeps you awake, Smith. You're just sitting there twitching in your bed, like,
just want to go out and do a run or something.
It could be that intense. Right, well, we've talked for quite a while, and I think we've pretty much covered everything, really. We've got all the questions out that we wanted to do, I think. Did you have any more, Smith?
I've got loads, mate, but I think we'll do another podcast if you guys want to do another one at some
point. Yeah, no, we should just talk to you guys, like, monthly or something.
Yeah, no, that would be cool. I love it. That would be cool. Yeah, have you guys got any questions for us? I mean, I know we're not that interesting, but
I don't know. I don't have any at the top of my head.
No,
I did have a list.
I didn't come prepared. It's so funny. I literally woke up when Danny came over and was like, "We're doing this," and I was like, "I know." Like, I wanted to be dreaming before.
Getting a cheeky dream.
That sounds like you, Smith. All I want to do now
is like go to bed all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. It makes some people are like, you're just so lazy, and they're like, you know what? I'm doing way more than you right now.
Yeah, I've got flying. Fire pumps running in my dream world.
I've got a degree in my dream world.
Yeah, but in waking life, I've just got quite good at video games. So. That's about it.
That is about it. And on that note, we'll wrap it up. So. Thank you very much for coming on, Sean. It's been awesome. So
Thanks for having us. Thank you guys for having us so much. Nothing. It's amazing to know that there are people out there in the world like you guys, like doing the exact same thing that we're doing.
It's refreshing to have someone like-minded to talk to.
And we've been doing it for like a year, so it's great to like have some more support come in.
Yeah, no, it's cool, man. It's nice.
I mean,
to
we haven't got many followers, but hopefully all of them are going to definitely check out your website because it's totally worth it.
Same here. I'm going to post the shit out of this thing, man. we always say we try to rape the internet.
Well, the amount of times it's raped me, you know, try and get some rape back.
A good potential marketing is just start posting it on porn sites everywhere.
But like, get lucid. Oh, get lucid.
Yeah, they're like, what is that? Like a new, is that kinky? Get lucid? Yeah, I like that.
Thing is, if they really, really want to get fetish and do stuff that they can't really do because it might be illegal or something, or...
Get lucid.
Lucid.
Yeah, why not?
No, it's true. Lucid dreaming makes porn look so pointless.
I know.
And
especially with Joe's animal fetish.
My fetish is actually...
I don't know why I felt so compelled to bring up all the sex stuff again before we leave. I'm sorry.
No, we got to. Just sex.
That's why most people get into it. I'm pretty sure. Actually,
and I was a female.
See, someone else was female. It's not just me.
Man, I feel like I need to get female.
It's quite weird.
My first sex experience, I was a female. I was 6 years old in a dream.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Sounds more like a nightmare, mate.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was interesting.
He does our special effects. We need them all fucked up.
It's part of the
He doesn't job. Realize that I'm whispering his stuff in his ear all the time when he's asleep.
You're a six-year-old girl.
No, it's true. Whenever he's asleep, I do just hover over him and say, get lucid repeatedly.
Get lucid.
Give me money, please.
Give me money in real life.
Yeah, right.
Well, right, thank you guys so much. I think we're friends on Facebook. We should chat. Yeah. We'll talk.
Oh, yeah. Face to face.
Should be good.
So, yeah, exactly.
And on that note, everyone add
read
us.
Your information.
Yeah, everyone add
us and everyone add Lucidity as well. The website it's posted.
Just a rating ad session. Yeah, just rate everyone. I mean, add everyone. Oh.
You just mucked that right up, Smith.
Yeah.
Don't
any of your fans find Danny Torgerson and Sean Oliver on Facebook. Just friend us. We don't give a shit. Like, friend us if you're listening. Or Cody Hunt. We'll talk to you about weird dream astral stuff.
And it'll be a joyous adventure of lucidity, just like your show. Be outrageous. So let's
wrap this mama up.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up.
So thanks everyone for listening. This will be posted at Wednesday at 5 p.m. So same as next week and same as the week after. Wednesday 5 p.m. Make sure you're on it at getlucid.uk.blogspot.com. Sean, what was your site again? Was it iiiproductions.com? Is that the one?
Yep.
All right, cool. That's where you can find their web saga. Please check it out because it's awesome and I really enjoyed it.
It is tasty. Sure
you will as well. And that's about it. Smith, you got any shout-outs?
I didn't prepare them again. I don't know. Juicy Webs for hosting. Juicy Webs.
Finally.
Thanks for hosting.
And we didn't do any questions this week, but we did actually get a couple, so I'll just do them next week. We'll roll them over like the lottery, so... we will get to your questions eventually. So thanks again for coming on, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. So we'll have you on.
Thank you guys. I will see you in the astral world.
Yeah, mate. Get lucid.
Sweet lucid dreams. Oh.